Senate Finance Committee on May 12th will come back to order with one bill on the agenda. Senator Wicklund, House File 402. And Senator Wicklund, I'm going to ask you ahead of time, just because my understanding is, but I wanted to find out if this is what you're thinking and so on, and that is, one, that you wanted to bring the bill before Finance Committee, partly because the House has it in your omnibus bill and you're working with it there, and you'd like to make sure we have Senate has heard the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yes, I mean, that's correct. We had brought the bill partway through the committees that it needed to visit and got to Judiciary, and then it was laid over at that point. And so now that the House, they did take it up and move it to the floor, and we wanted to make sure that it got heard in Judiciary and got heard in Finance because of the financial implications of the bill. And then I would like to have it, move it. I would like to just be able to have it in the omnibus or considered for the omnibus as we work on that.
Okay, but we would pass it out here as it gets amended. So we'd pass it out of here, and then it might be.
It'll be available on the floor.
Traveling on its own, or it might be an omnibus. But the financial cost of this would be fiscal, so it would be taken care of in your budget. Presumably in your omnibus bill then.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. On the bill, welcome to the committee, the other side of the table, and please explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So House File 402, it's a bill that would provide requirements for healthcare entities, and it provides notice and disclosure requirements for certain healthcare entities engaging in a transfer of control transaction. The bill also authorizes the Attorney General to bring an action in district court to enjoin and unwind such transactions in circumstances adverse to the public interest. This bill would give the Attorney General tools or additional abilities to hear about and review and take action on certain types of healthcare entity transactions. It also has language that would prohibit healthcare entities from entering into a transaction that will substantially lessen competition or tend to create a monopoly or monopsony. It also has language that relates to our current moratorium on for-profit health maintenance organizations, nonprofits, on the regulation of conversions. Mergers, transfers of assets, and currently the moratorium is set to expire this summer, and so the language of the bill would extend that moratorium. And then there's a study in order to understand better what recommendations we would have to regulate conversions, mergers, transfers of assets, and other transactions that affect Minnesota nonprofit HMOs and for-profit HMOs. We would task the Department of Health to work on the study, and there's some language about what they should analyze and what findings they need to report and dates for that. Last, in Section 6, there's an appropriations section. And so I do have an amendment, the A4 amendment.
Senator Wicklund, we can deal with that now before the broader discussion. So the A4 amendment, you want to explain what you're doing on page 10 and 11?
Yes. And so the amendment does a number of things. The first lines 1.3 through 1.6 relate to a change. We had a different approach to the University of Minnesota healthcare facilities. It changes it away from a process using a rebuttable presumption to this additional language that you see on starting at 1.9. So 1.3 through 1.6 is to remove the language we had. Line 1.7 is just to correct something that I think didn't get added correctly from judiciary. And then starting on 1.8, there's a section that we're deleting, and then we're going to add this language about ownership or control of University of Minnesota healthcare facilities, and that is mirrors what is in the House file. And then on lines 1.29 through 1.31 is taking what was the first part of section 3 and moving it to the study portion. There were concerns by the health plans. They had concerns about the language that would require return to the general fund of an amount equal to the value of any charitable assets. They had concerns about how that value would be determined and what the process would be, and I felt that there were enough questions about that that we really should put that into the study to be evaluated and figured out. Then there's page 13, those lines of deletion and adjustment are, there was a clause that was included in error, I believe, in that part of the bill, and so it just removes that. And then the insertion of the correct appropriations are the remainder.
Okay. Questions about the amendment from members of the committee? And so I have one, and that is you're taking out the rebuttable presumption, and you're in effect stating that University of Minnesota healthcare facilities and the amendment would be, should not be owned or controlled directly or indirectly by for-profit or non-profit, for-profit or non or out-of-state entity unless the Attorney General makes a determination that that would be in the public interest. So
correct.
They could turn it over to for-profit or out-of-state without AG saying it's in the state, in effect approving
public
a waiver
interest.
That it's in the state's interest.
Yes, that's correct, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Discussion, further discussion on the amendment. If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. On the bill itself, Mr. Nauman, or you're the one going over the fiscal note, Mr. Nauman, or going to comment on it, and I know our fiscal staff is all over the place meeting in other meetings.
Mr. Chair and members, there is a fiscal note drawn to the fourth engrossment of the House file. There's a series of identified costs for the purposes that Senator Wicklin spoke to. The appropriation that was just adopted in the amendment brings in the costs or the appropriation values and matches the cost for the Department of Health, but does not match the Attorney General's costs. So those costs are left unfunded in this, in the appropriation.
And Senator Wicklund, on that, is your understanding that first of all, you're intending this under your target, and presumably you said it's in the House. The
Mr.
House
Chair,
version of the bill
correct.
You're negotiating right now.
Mr. Chair, that's correct. Representative Liebling had included line item in her budget, and then what I had understood, and I don't know the outcome of it, that there was some consideration in the state government bill for funding for the Attorney General, but I don't know if that
the Attorney General's
has
okay.
gone forward.
So. Okay. Further questions from members of the committee? If not, Senator Murphy.
Mr. Chair, thank you, and Senator Wicklund, thank you for bringing this legislation that I think is an important question about not just the value of the University of Minnesota to Minnesota and to Minnesota's healthcare system and the delivery system and the ability to train providers, physicians, nurses, and others at the University of Minnesota. But I also am really grateful to see the work in here about the impact of the change that was made a number of years ago regarding the for-profit status of especially parts of our healthcare system, the unified hospital health plans, when we took away the designation for some as nonprofit entities. It has shifted, from my perspective, and significantly in the way that you anticipated the behavior of some of those corporate entities. And I am glad, though you're looking specifically at the issue of assets, public assets, I think it is really important that we're finally starting to answer that question to understand what that decision made so many years ago now means for not just the way our healthcare system is structured, but the way that our healthcare system is earning profits and what that means to care delivery. So this is a really important piece of legislation for so many reasons, but that part of this legislation I think is really critical, and I'm glad to see it there. So thank you.
Thank you.
Senator Wicklund moves House File 402 as amended be recommended to pass. On that motion, any discussion? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Senator Wicklund, we're with that. So we'll be watching whether it's in your omnibus bill or whatever, but thank you for being here. And with that, this meeting is adjourned.